Well, there's a thrilling masterwork for solo piano, Chopin, Waltz in E-flat, Opus 18, Ingrid Flitter at the piano, and she's setting the tone for our next guest here. Joining me, I am thrilled and honored to have Michael Berkowski, a legend, really, in our area here in Toronto. Huge fans always fill up his concert halls anywhere he performs. He's also mentoring many students throughout the area and just has a beautiful presence on stage. Thrilling, expressive, poetic, incredible dynamic range. I heard him live recently together with his wife, Coral Solomon, with the Kindred Spirits Orchestra, playing one of the great showpieces of the repertoire, Poulenc's dazzling concerto for two pianos. Now, here is the story. Michael is also artistic director of Royal Conservatory Summer Piano Festival, an intensive 12-day program for very talented young pianists who have to audition aged 13 to 18. This takes place in August at the Oscar Peterson School of Music and brings together some leading faculty, including Michael himself. Michael, welcome to the Jukebox.
Hey, Daniel. I'm joined here by my wife, Coral.
Hey, Daniel.
Thanks for finding the time.
Oh, lovely. I'm glad we figured out how to do this three-way thing. Wonderful. Michael, you both have been the visionaries behind this incredible initiative every August. Tell us a little bit about how the inspiration came about, why you're doing this.
Well, you know, we both attended festivals, as I'm sure you've attended many international festivals during your studies. And it was kind of ever since we started dating that my wife was always dreaming about starting a festival here where we kind of realize our own dreams of what we liked, what we didn't like in festivals, and how to bring back many of the teachers and amazing artists we've met through the years in a friendly environment.
That's a pretty heavy first date topic.
Oh, yeah. And just as we thought about starting our own, an opportunity came through RCM's to host it at the beautiful building downtown. And we couldn't say no to that. That's a perfect place for us.
Oh, it's a gem. Right in the heart of Toronto, and the facilities there are world-class at the Royal Conservatory of Music. Right, right. Now, summer is often thought of as vacation time, but why is this actually the best time for young pianists to make their big artistic leaps?
Pianists, as you know, don't get too much vacation time. We practice, but also this is a great time to meet artists from around the globe that they're busy maybe during the year with performances. We're welcoming 36 students from across the world, really, mostly from Canada, but we have a few coming from the US, China, Korea, Italy, and even the UK. They can all find time now in the summer to get to know Toronto. They missed a little bit maybe the soccer games, but they will enjoy the music festival here.
Terrific. And you're right. The piano consumes us, right? We're thinking about it all the time. In the middle of the night, we wake up with a eureka moment and we just, you know, there's no end to it. So this is not a simple series of private lessons. This is a whole environment. Students perform daily. They attend the master classes. We'll get into the faculty in just a second. But they also work in ensembles. They can improvise and really tackle some creative ideas. So what's your philosophy behind the whole spiel?
We're very, very excited about this program. It's just 2 weeks. But in this 2 weeks, I'll just take you through what they're going to get to do. They get to sing a Bach fugue in the final concert, which they share the stage with Stuart Goodyear as they perform their fugue in the first part of the concert. Then they get to improvise and perform their own cadenzas to their pieces. They create a short film for a contest, which is judged by the faculty at the end of the festival. They learn about becoming an RCM examiner and how to conduct, actually do conducting. And they get, again, they get to examine a faculty member and conduct a faculty member. So it's really, really exciting. They get to be coached by mentors who are just young pianists over the age of 18. You know, it's, I guess the philosophy here is that pianist life can be quite lonely. It can be quite a lonely one.
Yeah. Well, we spend so much time in practice rooms, absolutely, and then running from concert hall. And this is such a great way to expand their horizons and maybe uncover new hidden talents they may not even know they have yet.
We wanted to instill in them the importance of community in their early adult life. Whether they're in music, discovering their niche, or maybe they're pursuing a different career path, they always need to find their right place.
Well, you have some world-class faculty joining you. Stuart Goodyear, you mentioned, many Glenn Gould School faculty as well, some guest artists. And how important is it for young artists to be surrounded by artists who actively perform themselves at the highest level, of course?
I would say it's extremely important because you see that these artists, they're also amazing humans. They're funny. They're approachable. You can come talk to any of us about career advice, about studies at the university, and they're just at the right age to come and get the guidance from the best people really that you can find.
Actually, they were all very excited last year to discover that Stuart Goodyear, who's one of the biggest gems in Canada, that he's a movie fanatic, and they could get anything they wanted to ever know about movies from him as well.
Look at that. Wonderful. And there's nothing like, you know, having a dinner together, brushing shoulders, being able to approach. Many artists that are often on that stage, they seem inapproachable. And what a terrific opportunity for them.
And I think we're going to show, kind of in a nutshell, what the program is about in our gala concert night, which is going to be on Monday, August the 10th at 7 p.m., where we'll feature most of our faculty with special guests that I can't even tell you who they are, but if you come, you will be blown away with the musicians that we have living here in town, and some of our guests, of course, coming from the U.S. But we have a really fun program, classical, jazz, on one piano, two pianos, four hands, eight hands, whatever works.
Great. Oh, fantastic. A little theater thrown in. That's always good. Audiences love that. Tell me, last question here. For students who may be interested in applying, one of the most nervous things is to audition. But tell me, from an expert standpoint, what are you really listening for in those submitted videos?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, we want to make sure this is a camp for 13 to 18-year-olds. So we want to make sure they have their heart in the right place, that they're really interested in music. That's the most important thing here. And that they play with heart. The nice thing about this festival is that it's quite approachable for a lot of students who are committed to music.
Our festival is not only geared for advanced levels. We have some intermediate and advanced. We try to make the environment open for all sorts of levels with one commitment. You have to be passionate about music. That's our main requirement.
I've been speaking with Michael Berkowski and his wife, Coral Solomon. They are the directors behind the Royal Conservatory Summer Piano Festival Intensive, presented by the Royal Conservatory's Oscar Peterson School of Music. For more information, check out rcmusic.com. Michael, Coral, any closing thoughts for us?
rcmusic.com/concerts, and you'll find all the info about the free concerts, master classes, and we hope to see you guys there.
Perfect. Well, let's hear some of the wonderful discography of Stuart Goodyear. His name came up so many times here. Let's pull out L'Île Joyeuse by Claude Debussy. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Coral.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.